outside in the glorious sunshine. A lot of ambassadors said, Susie, we need something for our skin for our protection against the sun. And I really had to bite my tongue because I was like, oh yeah,
And we knew all about it.
This was in development. It is, of course, a Factor 30 body sunscreen. Your body, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about its hydrating benefits and what it actually does for your skin. Before I go into that, I want to tell you a little bit more about the sun and why we need sunscreen at all. So a lot of people think that when the sun shines on you, if you feel hot, if you see the light, that is all UV altogether. So if you're in the sun and you're, you know, you've got light on your skin, you've got you're exposed to UV. And if you're under an umbrella, when there is no actual light hitting your skin because you're in the shade, you think, I don't have any UV on me right now. Well, actually, that's not true. So the sun actually has a huge array of radiation that is coming down from us, from the atmosphere. So to start off with, you've got infrared, which is actually the radiation from the sun that gives us the warmth on our skin. It's what heats up our planet with infrared. The other type of energy from the sun, the other type of radiation, is actually visible light. And visible light is what we can actually see. This is what gives us light from the sun. And then when you go further up the spectrum, you get UVA and UVB rays. Now, UVA penetrates the epidermis. UVA penetrates the dermis, which is the second layer underneath your skin. This is the rays that actually causes cancer. It's a carcinogen. And then you've got UVB, which only hits the dermis, which is, only hits the epidermis, which is the top layer of your skin. And these are the rays that causes your skin to actually burn and causes melanin production in your skin as well. And then when you move further up the scale with really, really high energy, you actually get UVC and X-rays, all coming from the sun, another form of radiation. But the good thing about those rays is although they're really strong, although they're really harmful for the skin, they never actually go past the atmosphere, so we don't need to worry about them. But we do, however, need to worry about UVA and UVB and protecting our skin from those harmful rays. One of the common misconceptions is that if you're going to be inside and the sun's rays are shining through a window, you don't have to worry about UV protection because the sun can't come through glass. Who's heard of that? The sun's rays can't come through glass. Well, first of all, visible light comes through glass. Second of all, infrared light comes through glass. UVB is actually blocked, so you can't really get too much of a sunburn if the sun is coming through glass. A little bit of it is blocked. But UVA, only 30% of UVA light is actually blocked through glass, which means that it does go into the deeper layers of your skin and it is still a carcinogen. So it is important to stay protected. Earlier when I talked about being in the shade, a lot of people think if you're under an umbrella on the beach and you don't have any physical light hitting your skin, you're in the shade, it's no worries. We don't need to worry about the sun because I'm perfectly protected. Well, actually, although the visible light is not hitting your skin and the infrared light is not hitting your skin, the UVA could still be hitting your skin because it actually bounces off the surface of the sand, off various buildings, off the ocean. It's all bouncing on you. So you can't physically see UVA and UVB rays hitting your skin, but they are still there. So it is so, so important to protect your skin. And I've got a little video clip to show you now of just how damaging UVA and UVB rays can be for your skin. Okay, let's take it away.
I won't give up to any expectations. What you see is what you get. And worse yet, I can't give an explanation for why it's gray on your side. Better yet, I'll give you an indication for why you're feeling deprived. We'll never let lack of an imagination keep us locked up inside, even when the sun has died. Somehow in the city, it's summer in the city.
That's really interesting. Experiment, yeah, they're using, did you get what they were doing?
Pretty
using
scary
a mirror
stuff, right?
And a camera, a filter.
When we first watched this video, I was amazed at just how bad our skin can be when you look at it from a different light. And we, you know, so many of us are exposed to sunlight, and a lot of people that I know actually go into UV bears to get that gorgeous tan, because we all want to look tanned and healthy. But a lot of people don't understand just how harmful UV light can be for our skin. So it is so, so important to keep your skin protected. So let me tell you a little bit more about our new sunscreen and why it is so different and revolutionary. Okay, so you get two different types of sunscreens that you can apply, that you can buy. You have chemical sunscreens and physical sunscreens. So chemical sunscreens are also known as organic sunscreens. It's not the same as the organic fruits and vegetables. It has a whole different scientific meaning. And chemical sunscreens are what you will normally find in the mass market. So chemical sunscreens are synthetically derived sunscreens that sit on your skin and then absorb UV rays into itself. And when it absorbs UV rays into itself, it then releases the UV rays into harmless energy that doesn't affect your skin in the same way that UV light does. It has actually a lot of upsides. So chemical sunscreens are very cheap, they're very easy to produce, they are very easy to formulate with as well, and they're very effective on the skin. It doesn't leave any white cast, it doesn't change the feel or texture of the formulation, and it's just, and there's so many of them available. There's actually over 22 different types of chemical sunscreens that you can apply onto the skin. But the downside of chemical sunscreens is that a lot of them are really, really absorbent into your skin and into the bloodstream. One of the worst chemical sunscreens is one called oxybenzone. And I see it actually in a lot of sunscreen products. And I'm hoping that it's going to be banned very soon. It has an up to 10% absorbency rate into the skin. And it's also a hormone disruptor. It is extremely dangerous for the body, for the skin, and it's something that really shouldn't be in any of our skincare products or any of our sunscreens. But it is actually one of the most widely used chemical sunscreens. The other thing about chemical sunscreens is that because they absorb the sun's UV rays and then rejigs the energy and releases it in another way, it can actually decompose on your skin. So whenever you have chemical sunscreens on your skin, you have to continuously apply it over and over and over again just to make sure that all the molecules that have decomposed are topped up. So, you know, once it's hit them, they will go, and then the sun's rays will move on to another part